Mark Pope and the Kentucky Wildcats are pushing after North Florida transfer Chaz Lanier. What are the Wildcats' chances of landing this talented guard? We're going to have that conversation on today's episode of the Wildcats Today podcast. I'm your host, Andrew Stefaniak, writer and editor over at Wildcats Today, joined as always by my co-host, Carson Nash. Carson, not a ton of news this weekend. How was your weekend? What's going on?
Yeah, it was a good weekend, you know, a pretty wild one. I hope everyone out there enjoyed their Derby Day festivities and all the fun around the state.
Yeah, we had a fun weekend. We had a good time. We had a little Wildcats Today hitting the 1,000 subscribers party, which the only people that we can really offer thanks to being able to have that party is y'all. So we appreciate it. We had a great party, and we only got to do it because y'all helped us get to 1,000 subscribers. So we really appreciate it. And keep hitting that button if you haven't already, because we'll have to have a 2,000 subscriber keg party. And honestly, we might have to have a keg party every 100, because that was a lot of fun. But let's get right into it, Carson. Chaz Lanier is a name that has been floating around a lot, and he is an uber-talented guard. Watched a lot of film on him. Another player that I'm excited about. How do you feel chances-wise? What do you think about him as a fit? What do you think about him as a player? And another thing, and we'll talk about this more on Thursday. On Thursday's episode of the Wildcats Today Show, we're going to break down, hey, who's going to start? We're going to talk about roles and stuff like that for players that have already committed. But I think that conversations need to be had now, Carson, of like, okay, you land Lanier. A 20 points per game guy, is he going to want to come in? Like, is he going to start? So, I mean, we're not going to get deep into it because that's going to be Thursday's show, but give me your thoughts on all that.
Yeah. So, you know, at the beginning, when he first entered the transfer portal, I felt like he was going to Tennessee because he had a no contact clause, which pretty much means that schools can't reach out to the player. And the player has to reach out to those schools. Basically, so that, like, say Ole Miss reaches out to Lanier, like, he doesn't want to waste their time by even having that conversation because he wouldn't be interested. So, really, I thought he was going to be a Vol. But recently, the steam has kind of picked up with Kentucky because it's taken a while for him to make a decision. So, And apparently they had a meeting recently, and it was a 2.5-hour long meeting. So that can't be bad for our chances. And I really like this kid. He's very, very athletic, and it kind of seems like he's the type of player we're missing on this team right now. You know, a go and get your own bucket type of guy. We have all the pieces around that. We have our role players that know what they're coming in to do, but we don't have that uber talented athletic player like a Chaz Lanier that can light up the scoreboard and go for 30. So I really like him, and I feel like our chances are getting better every day.
And another thing I like about him is he's a proven shooter. So I'll run through the numbers for you. 19.7 points per game last year for the Ospreys, which is a really awesome. Is that a bird? What do you think? Is that? That's got to be a bird.
Yeah, I would assume it's a bird. I don't know, though.
That's a bird. That's a bird. My mom would know. I'll ask my mom. 4.8 rebounds per game, 1.8 assists. He's a six foot four guy. So, you know, he's a scoring guard. He's not really a dish it guard.
Yeah, I think he's a combo guard. I don't think
he's a combo, facilitator. But no, he's not your facilitator. And he shot 51% from the field. One thing I'll say, as a guard, you take that all the time. We talk about, I always talk about Wade Taylor IV is a great example. He was an all-SEC something selection this year, right? Didn't he shoot like 36% from the field? Like it was something just horrendous. Like 51% from the field as a guard is really impressive. Really impressive. And as a guard who is a high-volume scorer, high-volume shooter, it means, hey, he's efficient. So, and 44% from deep, 88% from the free throw line. This is, I'd have to check on how many, guess what he shot from the free throw line during the 22-23 season?
What?
100%. I'd be really curious to know how many attempts that's on.
Yeah.
I might have to look that up in a minute. But 88% this season, which once again, that is going to get the job done, and 44% from deep. But then you look at the numbers and you go, okay, 39% the season before. So he's a legit shooter. It's not a one-time thing. He's a shooter. And he played 19.6 minutes per game, shooting 100% of the free throw line. So that has to be on somewhat volume. That's we're going to have to look that up because that's got to be like a record of some kind. But those are the stats. I'm with you, Carson. I like this kid a lot. And I do think that at first, I didn't feel great about our chances. I knew that we'd reach out. As soon as I saw this kid hit the portal, I saw his numbers. I watched tape. I go, yeah, Coach Pope's going to reach out to this guy. But then after a few, you know, I didn't feel great about it. And then you're starting to see some steam. This is starting to pick up some steam here. So this is not one that either of us are going to sit here and say it's a lock. It's not like that. But I do think the Cats have a around 50-50 shot at this, you know. The problem here is, would he start over, you know, some of the guys you've already got on the team, you know, Otega, Owe, or a Kerr, Creech. And I know that he's more of a two guard, but like, you know, you got Lamont Butler. Like, you've already got some guards.
I think he would, because I think you can play him alongside Lamont Butler, and they would be a really good tandem.
Yeah. But I'm just and this will be Thursday's conversation, but I'm just saying, I think that's what's playing into his decision. Mark Pope does not seem like the type of coach that's going to say, I am guaranteeing you this. I don't think he's just not that type of coach. And, you know, so he's telling them, hey, you know, there's a role for you here, but if you want it to be a starting role, you got to come here and earn that. And I think there are some schools, legit schools, he could go to and just start right now. And I think that's a good thing because, you know, listen, this Kentucky team is really building quite well. And Carson, this will be another show. We might have to do this like Sunday or something, but I've seen just a lot of people, you know, on threes way too early, top 25, and the Cats aren't involved. Neither were the Hogs either. So, I mean, you know, and that's going to be a top 25 basketball team. So it's not gospel, but at the same time, I'm just telling you, this basketball team is going to end up being a top 10. I mean, I'm sorry, a top 25 basketball team. I would say it'll be in that like 18 to 25 range to start the season. So
if things go really right, I could see top 10 too.
I think you'd have to land, Lanier,
two of the players that we're going to talk about.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I mean, you went and got a whole bunch of stars in the college game. I mean, yes, they all have to gel. There's a lot that has to happen. There's X factors that have to work out. But this team can be really good, and if you don't agree with that, I just don't see it how. And if you are someone, you know, listen, there are still the Mark Pope haters that we've seen that are Kentucky fans that I'm seeing in the comments, and it's like, hey, if that's
let me throw you this out here. I mean, BYU was like a top 20 team all year last year, and we have way more talent than that team had. So
yeah, was just coaching.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on that, but what I'm saying is, if y'all are listening and you're this team's not going to be good, Coach Pope, give us a reason why. I'd love to hear a why in the comments, like out of curiosity, because I don't think we'll agree, but I'd like to hear your point of view on it. So that's Chaz Lanier. Once again, I would say 50. Well, Carson, would you say 50-50? Would you say higher or lower? Is 50-50 fair?
As of right now, because normally when it kind of like the Kobe Bray situation, like when teams are kind of out of it and then they kind of make a late push, you normally see teams that are like that win with the recruit. It happened to UK a lot all the time. We would get burned by that. Like we would be like, yeah. Listen, like Zion and Paolo, we were the favorites for both of them. And then bam, here comes Duke like last week. And then they both end up going to Duke. So I would put it more like a 60-40 us right now, honestly. But again, recruiting's fluid, so that could flip tomorrow. So you never honestly really know.
Yeah, you're right about that. So another guy I want to talk about, not quite as long, but is Wuga Poplar, the kid from Miami. A Big Blue Nation, we've seen him because he was here in Rupp Arena last year. Let me pull up his numbers in the year. I think he had 17 in that game, if I remember right.
And yeah, I remember watching him be like, dang, this kid's pretty legit.
And I'm pretty sure he was like had 8 points in the first like 10 minutes of the game where you're like, man, who is this
guy?
Averaged 13.1 points per contest this year, 4.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists, shot 42.6% from the field, 38.5% from deep, 86.4% from the free throw line. You know, 6'5 guard, 197 pounds from Philadelphia, not afraid to help on the boards, you know, about five a game. A kid I like a lot. I've seen a lot a lot of Kentucky fans kind of on this kid. Like, we take him. What are your thoughts? Are you someone that's like, I'd take him as a role player? Are you someone that's like, I really want this kid? Are you like, I don't know. Like, what are your thoughts on Luka Popler, Carson?
This one's weird to me because I feel like in Pope's system, he could be really, really good. And I think he has a lot of upside because he's very athletic. He had a dunk in the UK game where I was like, oh my goodness. Like he throws it down. So I don't know. I wouldn't put him above Lanier in my wish list or Robinson for that matter. I would favor Lanier and Robinson over him. But if you end up missing on both of those, then I mean, I definitely wouldn't be upset with him as your guy. Yeah. Cause I do think he could flourish with Pope as the coach.
He's a great player. He's a great player. And you gotta remember, I mean, so how many players are we even at right now? We're at like, Carr, and the
Butler,
Garrison, Butler, Otega Owe, Travis Perry, Kirk Kreisha, Kobe Bryce. Are we at eight? Is that right? Are we at eight?
I think somewhere around there. Let us know.
You need a couple. You're going to need more players. You need a few more guys. But are they all going to be legit dudes? Or are a couple going to be
now? If you do this, where you get one of Robinson or Lanier and then put them with Popler, that would be a situation that I would really like.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. And I like his game. I guess my point I'm trying to get across is I would take those two names, Carson, that you just named over Luka Popler.
Yeah.
He's a great player. If I had a wish list, he'd be number three of those three, those three players. If you swing and miss twice, I'd take him. If you go one for two and you still want to take them, I'd take them. Like no doubt.
Yeah.
But that's my thoughts on Popler. Carson, we have to talk a little bit about this little high school recruit action, which is going to be a fun conversation. Any other thoughts on Luka Popler before we move on to this high school kid?
No, that's pretty much it. I like him. I would like to pair him with one of those two that we talked about, though. I think that would be probably best case scenario. Well, best case scenario is get both those two names listed. But if you don't, if you can only get one of those two, then pair him with Popler and let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you. So the next name, and this is a really interesting one, Trent Noah. You got the high school name, Carson. Yeah. I already figured what high school he went to. What high school?
I think he went to. Didn't he go to Harlan County? Yeah, Harlan County.
Harlan County. So Harlan County kid, Trent Noah, had previously been committed to the South Carolina Gamecocks, but now he has been released from his NLI and opened that back up as recruitment. I think that Coach Pope is going to be in on this one. He's another Kentucky kid, great shooter. He was the second best player in the state of Kentucky behind only Travis Perry this year. So go get the two best players in your state. Bring them in, especially knowing that they both fit in well to what you're trying to do when it comes to shooting and spacing and stuff like that.
And you said we only have eight players right now. I'm taking Trent Noah in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I need to count that. I believe it's either eight or nine or seven. Mm-hmm. No, it's definitely eight. We count it, it's eight or nine. But if I'm either forgetting one person or not. But yeah, go get – I mean, I love – like, what's Travis Perry's role going to be this year? I don't know. It might not – but Travis Perry's a kid that is going to – I mean, you get these two guys, they play 8 minutes a game, right? Eight minutes a game. And then next year, they really explode and they play a lot.
And I mean, let's be honest, this conversation that we're having right now was the same conversation we had about Reed Sheppard last year. And I'm not saying either will be him, but if you take a chance and it works out well, I like both of these guys.
Not every Kentucky kid is going to be Reed Sheppard. We have to remember that. Not every Kentucky kid can be Reed Sheppard. Because we're all going to do that to ourselves. I feel bad for Travis Perry coming in when he's coming in. Because, the expectations are going to be Reed Sheppard. I don't know if I believe he'll be Reed Sheppard. I mean, once again, Reed Sheppard's going to be a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. He was one of the best players in college basketball. I don't know if Travis Perry's going to be that. But I do think Travis Perry could be a really good college basketball player. I think he'd be that guy that you see on a TikTok in 6 years that says forgotten college basketball March Madness stars because he can't miss from three. Like that type of player. And those type of players, let them sit a little bit and develop. We have been, I mean, just Kentucky fans since Coach Calipari's been here. When a freshman comes to your school, he is playing, and that is it. There, you know what I mean? That is it. He's playing because he's a five-star. That is not how it always works everywhere. There's a lot of places that their freshmen sit, and then they play down the road. You know, I mean, this was a Calipari thing. So what I'm getting at here, what I'm getting at here is go get Trent Noah. Go get, you know, you already got Travis Perry. Let him sit for a year. Let him develop into or play limited minutes for a year and develop into stars in college hoops. I mean, really.
Trent Noah, Travis Perry, and Colin Chandler. I like that trio. Just ready to get better.
Yeah, guys that are going to come in and develop. Because, once again, I don't know what we forgot Colin Chandler.
That's it.
So I think that's nine. So I do think it's nine. So the point about him, about Colin Chandler, like another guy, I don't know what his role is going to be with what you've already done, with what you've done, you know, roster wise.
He to me, out of the three, has the highest upside for sure.
Oh, he definitely does. But it's also just like, what's the dude been doing? Like, I got to see it a little bit. I got to see it before I believe it, knowing that, you know, he's been doing stuff. Like, what's his training been like?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, like it's reality of it. So and you got some numbers for Trent Noah from
Yeah. So if anyone in the chat or watching went to go watch him in the Sweet 16, they'll know this. But his Sweet 16 numbers were 35 points, 48 points, 29 points, and 17 points. He averaged 32.3 points per game and shot 55.9% from three. I think you'll take that any day of the week. I will live with that.
I can relate to that. Last night at the YMCA, I made 4 threes in one game. So that did happen. Ask Cameron. You can ask him.
We need video evidence.
All right, whatever. Just saying. So I can relate to those numbers, to be honest with you. But no, kid's a great player. I mean, you know, I would love to have him, see what happens. And then once again, a great example of two players like that were Jordan Burks and Joey Hart. Jordan Burks was obviously a much better player than Joey Hart was. But Coach Cal,
here's the difference. I'll say this too. I think the state of Kentucky does a really good job at developing young talent like through high school, because they teach them all the fundamentals. Like, I feel like Kentucky players are born knowing how to play basketball. I don't know. There's something weird about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like that kid, the kid that went from the kid that played at Henry Clay, I think, and then he was in Northern Kentucky and he was awesome, and now he went somewhere.
Yeah, Kai Tandy, right?
No, Warwick, I think was his name.
Oh, Warwick. There's another. Kai Tandy was from Kentucky too, and Tavion Hollingsworth. He went to WKU. He was a stud.
Yeah, he was great.
But I just think the state of Kentucky does well, and I think, like, I'm taking a Trent Noah over Jordan Burks just based on the fact that he can pass. He does it all, and he's got size. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I like him.
What I'm saying is, taking players like this. Now they're Kentucky boys. We want them to stick around, but if they don't work out and they hit the portal, we're wishing them the best of luck. You know, I mean, Joey Hart went to Ball State. Like, you know, I mean, this stuff happens. Like, if they want to go somewhere else, then we're all rooting for you. That's okay. But come here and let's see what happens. They could develop into stars. We don't know. So get them and see what happens. You have the scholarships. So
yeah, and I'll put this out there too. I feel like if you look back on all of our championships, Kentucky born players made a huge impact on most of those teams. So it's always nice to have in-state talent, because I feel like that it's different to them, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Any other thoughts, Carson, before we call it a day?
Nope, that's all I got.
Yeah, I say help us get to 2,000 subscribers so we can have another weekend keg party with all of our friends. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, next time we'll film Andrew on the slip and slide.
I was on the slip and slide. It was a ton of fun. You know, who said to buy the slip and slide and who didn't get on it?
I just rupperied a dunk cam.
We're gonna get the Snackwards cam going next. Yeah, but once again, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Really, we do appreciate that so much. Hope everybody had a great Derby weekend. Hope everybody bet on Mystic Dan like Reed Shepherd predicted. I did not. I had Sierra Leone and he lost by that much.
Forever Young and he lost by that.
Yeah, so we were both right there. Yeah. So, hope everybody has a great rest of their week, and we will see y'all on Thursday to break down hey, roster management, who's going to start, what's roles, and we'll talk about that on Thursday. Everybody have a great rest of your day today, and we will see you on Thursday.